Over the weekend, Australian Prime Minister Albanese's decisive election win bolstered political stability, potentially lifting the Australian dollar to its fresh 2025 high. But overall, in Asia, markets were quiet due to Japan's two-day holiday. Still, crude oil prices fell considerably after OPEC increased output quotas and President Trump's new 100% tariff on foreign films heightened trade tensions. Japan's Finance Minister Kato did, however, reassure markets by ruling out using U.S. Treasury holdings in trade talks. Last Friday's strong U.S. April non-farm payroll supported a tight labor market, likely keeping the Fed on hold at its May 6-7 meeting, but economists warn tariff impacts may weaken May-June data, particularly in leisure, trade, and construction, with early signs of declining international tourist arrivals. Fed funds futures now price in only 82 basis points of rate cuts by the end of 2025, down from 92 basis points, with the next cut likely in July, while this week's U.S. data, including April ISM services and March trade figures, will be scrutinized for tariff-related economic effects. Positive trade deal news, including potential U.S.-China talks, could briefly boost markets, but concerns linger over the fragility and ongoing tensions, such as U.S. lawmakers pushing to delist Chinese firms. Later today in the U.S., April's final services PMI and ISM services PMI set for release are the key data points ahead of the Fed's Wednesday policy decision, which markets focused on tariff developments and Fed positioning amidst pre-FOMC media blackout. That's all for now.